Okay, good Arab Shabbos, everybody. So finishing up Parshas Bamidbar. So we have the final section of the Parsha after the special role of Elazar, as the Ramban explains that he carried the Shemin HaMa'ara and the Ketores and the Mincha and the Shemin HaMishcha, and that he was a Gibor, Kemoshe, Ke'aron, and that, you know, he was able to, you know, manage all of this. So we know that one of the other Tafkidim of Elazar was that he was responsible for Mishpachas B'nei Kahas, Al Tachrisu, Ashevet, Mishpachos, so we have to be careful. The Sforno says that if you're not organized about it, and it's kolakodem zacha, so they're going to be trampling each other when it comes to the Aron, and when it comes to the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbechos, etc. So you have to have a Seder, and that's Elazar's responsibility to make sure that each of the members of Kahas has their assigned task. So the Targum and Rashi, to emphasize that this has to do with the idea that first everything has to be covered up, all of the kisuyim that we discuss in this aliyah, and the Aaron has a special kisuy with the tcheles on top, as opposed to the other kelim where it's just the ortachash on top, the tcheles, which of course is dam layam, l'arkiya, l'kisei ha'kavod. Everything is meant to be covered up at the time that B'nai Kahas get there. But there's a fascinating point that the Ramban makes. Kivala sakodesh ramesu balas lashon genever gezela zagonev klishares kanoa impoginvo. So he shouldn't come to see, and therefore the same din, right, would happen. Kivala sakodesh, as if he stole a klisharis. So again, this is like a very important idea. It's from the second time that we're discussing it in the parsha, right? Al pi Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to have Hezekiah and not even to go into the people's ohalim, certainly not to go in a way that would be totally inappropriate to them, invasive. So v'lo yavo leros kevala sakodesh shemei. So we all understand the complete impropriety of a person who's a goneva klesharis, who's a gozel klesharis, etc. To steal something that belongs to Hektish, but perhaps we don't naturally associate, that person taking a peek. So that's exactly the point the Ramban is trying to amplify. One is a desecration, the other is a desecration. That to look where one isn't supposed to look is itself a form of damage. Right, the idea of hezek shebiriya, and so in that respect, right, the idea is that for a kahas to be there without proper framing, again in this case the covering of the aron and all of the other kelim, v'liyavol deros kevala sakodesh shemesu, the shulchan with its sola shani and the mizbeach with its beged argaman. See, marked islay umarked islay, each one as is appropriate to it. But the important point is that to look where one has no license to look is kivala sakodesh. It's no different than plundering in an actual sense the mikdash and the klei shares.